The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Yeah, and here we go. Fox World Travel Show on the air for Saturday, July 11th. I'm Danny Clayton looking over there at Rose Gray. Hey, Rose.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thanks. Always nice to see you. Love this hour of radio. I know the audience does as well. And if we can put Rose to work today, that would be great because it's a weird time in travel. But we are hopeful. We are hopeful that when this gets done, and this too shall pass, we're going to get back to traveling. And I think there's going to be a log jam of places that people are wanting to get to. I've told this story before, but I was talking to a sales guy. We were actually shopping for mattresses, and he said that a lot of people have come in. They're just ready. They're not shopping anymore. They're ready. And I think pent-up demand is going to be huge. And if you're going to invest in travel, you want to partner with somebody who's been there before many times, knows the nooks and crannies, the ins and outs, the places to go, the places to not go, the way to do it. And you've got a huge stable of experts.
We do, and it's real easy to find them. You go to our website, foxworldtravel.com, and you go to vacations, and there you will find an agent. And if you were to put in the destination of Italy, one name that would pop up would be Alana Magistro. Buongiorno, Alana.
Buongiorno, buona mattina.
I'm so excited to have you on today because I really and truly am a lover of Italy, but not quite as much as you. With a name like Magistro, you have to love Italy, right?
Absolutely.
So you got that by marriage, but you went to Italy and fell in love and have been back a couple of times. And tell us a little bit about why you love Italy and maybe some things we don't know about Italy, things that maybe are off the beaten path or something that you find different than anybody else might find.
There's so much to love about Italy. That's why I fell in love with it the first time I was there. It has scenery, architecture, history. The people are wonderful. The food and drink. You can have areas where there's beaches, mountains, big cities, small little villages with cobblestone streets and a lot of those off-the-beaten-path type places, if that's what you're looking for. It just has so much history, and every city and town, even the big ones, are so much different from each other, yet have so much to offer.
And I think sometimes people do what we like to call the triangle. They do Rome, Florence, and Venice, and then maybe return back to Rome, and they call that good. But there's so much more to Italy, right?
Absolutely. A first-time traveler who doesn't have a lot of time may want to hit those three because they are must-see places. It has a lot of the top sightseeing areas that you've heard of over the years, but there's so many other places that you can go to that are small medieval towns that have underground areas, and there's university towns, and there's just fishing villages. So many different choices if you want to do something a little bit different. So if you have a little more time that you can spend there, there's a lot of choices and there's a lot of combinations that we can put together for you to visit those bigger cities that have the main attractions as well as smaller relaxing areas as well.
So Alana, if somebody came to you and said, we want to do it, but we're a little hesitant. You tell us a little bit about the difference between doing a group trip versus doing what we call in the business an FIT, a foreign independent tour.
Well, in my opinion, there's three different ways you can travel pretty much Europe in general, but my love, of course, is Italy. You can do an escorted tour where you have a group of people that you're with for the full time. There's a tour guide. They take you to all of the main attractions. There's a guide that explains what you're seeing. For those that are leery of trying to get around on their own and they want to make sure they get the most out of their trip as far as hearing all the history of the things that they're seeing, that's a great option. The second way is there's a company called Monograms, and they put together kind of a shell of a package for those that may have traveled in the past or they don't love that more regimented schedule of an escorted tour. It would include your accommodations, breakfast daily, a half-day city tour in each of the cities, and then the transportation between the cities. There's a local guide for you, so they kind of help steer you around. They can give you recommendations for local restaurants and that type of thing. And that's a great way to travel because it takes those areas of anxiety away from you as far as how to get to and from the cities. And, you know, they have that host that will meet you at the train station when you land and get you to your hotel. And then when you move on to the next place, they take you to the train station, make sure you get on the right train before they leave you to go to the next city. The third way is where it is what you mentioned, the foreign independent travel, where you put together an itinerary pretty much based on what it is you want to see and do. So if you know, when I get to the Vatican, I definitely have to see the Bramante staircase. Not everybody includes that in a basic tour of the Vatican. We can put that together for you. If you just say, my grandma is from a little village called blank, we can find a way to get you there and include that in your itinerary. So you can include as much or as little in a package as you want to have included. Day trips, your transportation to and from different cities, whether it's a combination of trains and planes and cars, or if you only want to do trains, transportation to get you to and from the train stations, all those day trip sightseeing type things, we can put that all together.
Alana, if somebody were to call you and say they were going to drive through Italy, how do you feel about that?
Especially for a first-time traveler overseas, I would not recommend it. There's a couple of reasons I don't recommend it. First of all, they are known for giving tickets. If you are not completely familiar with the rules and regulations of the road violations and that kind of thing, I've had people who have rented cars and they turned in a bus lane and they had no idea there was a bus lane or something to that effect where they get back and months later they get a ticket in the mail. So that's one thing that you want to be very cautious of. It's mandatory to have an international driver's license. So that's something if you were planning your own travel and you don't come to the experts at Fox World Travel, you may not know that and you might get there and have issues. The other thing is whoever the driver is, they're going to miss everything because they have to pay attention to the road. They don't know where they're going. There's some areas I highly do not recommend, even if you have been there multiple times and you love to drive. I wouldn't recommend driving in Rome, for example. It's too big of a city. There's a lot of traffic, very congested. Some areas, there's no parking, so you have to park five blocks away from where your accommodations are. So there's just a lot of areas that aren't good for it. If you're renting a villa in the Tuscany region or something like that, it's a good option for a portion of the trip. So you could maybe do that for just a part of the time and then tack on the bigger city or other areas where you don't have a car included.
And also we should mention that theft insurance is mandatory when you rent a car in Italy because auto theft is a big problem there.
Yes.
So
driving is only for certain people, and it's something that we would definitely ask questions to make sure that is what you really want to do.
Hey, Alana, we have to take a break, but could you stay on for a second segment?
Sure, absolutely.
Oh, thanks. I have much more to talk about, most especially limoncello.
You made her an offer she could not refuse. Very nice. Limoncello, nice tease. We'll be back. Fox World Travel Show at WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
920 at WTMJ, 80 degrees, partly cloudy today, few thundershowers late, 85 for the high. Showers tonight down to 66. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, few scattered showers and 75. Again, 79 at WTMJ. Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray. Alana Magistro is here, and I got to say it like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
She is one of the many experts at Fox World Travel. You're going to invest in travel. You want to go with somebody that's been there a ton. Her beat is Italy, and I've learned, Alana, I've learned so much from you in this segment. I mean, just really, really good, and you were kind enough to stay with us for a second one. Rose, what were we going to cover on this one?
I wanted to get to limoncello because I do know that Alana makes her own limoncello. Do you not?
Yes, I do.
Yes.
One of the other things I fell in love with on one of my trips to Italy, it's famous in Amalfi, which is the southern coast south of Naples, and limoncello is one of their specialties. It's a digestivo, which is typically served after your meal to help settle your stomach. And I love everything lemon, and it has a very strong lemon flavor. It's strong. It's mostly alcohol, a little bit of sugar water, and lemon. But I fell in love with it and had to look up the recipe and how to make it. And I have a batch brewing right now, actually. It takes 50 days to make.
Oh, wow. Well, but it's well worth it. It's well worth it. Ilana, if I were to ask you, and this is kind of off the cuff here, but can you give us one memorable meal that you had while you were in Italy?
One. Oh, that is hard. I always tell people every meal is good. Some are just better than others, but I never had a bad meal in Italy. What I love is you can have, like if you're in a villa, they come in and make food for you, or you go try all these different restaurants. Some are little tiny places off the beaten path that you stumble upon on your own. Others are recommendations you heard. One of the best meals we ever had was in Florence, and our day tour guide, when we did a Tuscany tour, gave us a recommendation. Sometimes the restaurants are hard to get into, so we got a reservation through him directly, and I do recommend that for some of the busier places if you're going during a peak meal time. But it was zero ambiance. The place kind of looked like a bus depot, bright lights. The owner came out, spoke to us directly, gave us his recommendations, and the food just keeps coming and coming and coming. You have to go to Italy with an appetite, that's for sure. But don't worry, you will work off all the calories you eat because you do a lot of walking as well.
You know, actually, the first time I ever did 20,000 steps after I got my Fitbit was when I was in Italy, actually.
Yeah. But you don't feel like you're exercising or putting on all those steps because you're in awe of everything you're seeing around you.
Exactly. So this is what you need to do. If you're looking to get more information about Italy, you are planning 2021 or you're all the way into 2022 already, to get a hold of Alana or any one of our experts, at, for that matter, you go to the Vacations tab at foxworldtravel.com. There is a Find an Agent tab. So if you know the agent's name, and now you do, Alana Magistro, you can put that in. But if you also just want a destination, drop-down box for destination, put in Italy, and a few pop up, but Alana is among them.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us. It lightened my day to have something to think about, a destination to think about.
Me too. Let's talk travel. What do you got going? Give us a buzz. We are at 855-616-1620. Accident Mortgage Talk and Text Line, Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray at WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
927 at WTMJ. Fox World Travel Show is on the air. It is Saturday. It's July 11th. I'm Danny Clayton. Rose Gray is here, and we're open for calls at 855-616-1620. That is the Accident Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Let's check in with Rick. Hey, Rick.
How are you doing, Danny? Hello, Rose.
Hi. How are you?
We're good.
Great.
What's going on?
Well, we just wanted to say a couple things apropos of what Alana was talking about. We had Fox booked us with a great Mediterranean cruise 2 years ago, since this year wasn't a travel year. And it was with Holland, and we had a wonderful tour guide named Roberto D'Alessandro, who took us to Positano and Sorrento. And he just did a great job. He was schooled in American colleges, so his English is fabulous. And the ladies thought he should be in movies besides touring them around. But we love the Positano and Sorrento area, and just had a great time. And we wanted to thank Laura of the Brookfield office as well for setting it up. And we can't recommend his organization, Touring Italy. That's the name of his group. He had all new Mercedes vans that he took us in, and it was just a luxurious time at a very reasonable price. And we wanted to extend our thanks to Fox for that, and especially to extend our thanks to Roberto, who actually from Italy follows your podcast, Rose.
Oh my gosh! Well, that's fantastic. Now, since you've been to that part of Italy, do you have a yearning to go back to see more of Italy?
Well, we were scheduled this year to do a European trip. We were going to fly into Krakow, then go to Prague, Bratislava, down to Salzburg, then to Venice, then Zagreb, up to Ljubljana, and fly out of Budapest. But that all, of course, got canceled. So, but we love Italy. We love Florence. We love Venice, and we're going to try and scoot next year, and then also hit Padua and Verona. But Italy's a spectacular place, and in Sorrento, there's probably the best gelato place in Italy. And Sorrento, my wife found a cameo set much less expensive than at the Vatican, and it's made by the people who actually make it. So it's a little store off a side street. We walked in and we asked the guy about it, and he said, "Well, I'm the manufacturer of this."
Those things make it special. Yes, absolutely. And so you could have bought it at the Vatican and certainly would have had a memory there too, but what a much better memory to be walking down a little street and meet the actual craftsman.
Rick, what a great call, great spirit, and thank you very much for working with Fox World Travel. 30 minutes down, 30 minutes to go. We'll be back. Want to join us? We're at 855-616-1620. Akin & Mortgage Talk and Text Line.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Website is foxworldtravel.com. When you invest in travel, go with somebody who's been doing it a long time, just didn't hang out a shingle, and is going to book you into something they've never been at or to. You can go to their vacation tab and find an agent. We had Alana on earlier. She is just one of the many Italy experts. But boy, does she know her stuff. Holy cow.
Very passionate. I mean, yeah.
So you get excited about it because Italy's got such breadth. I mean, it's from the north to the south. And
it's a passionate country.
Yep.
They're huggers. I don't think they're hugging now, but they will be hugging soon.
Yep. Let's go to Menominee Falls. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. Rose, this is Kathy. We had gone on a couple trips with you, and I have a trip booked with girlfriends to Vegas, and we're going to Las Vegas the end of the month. And just wondering what's going on out there. Do you have any ideas?
So I do. So they opened up, it was either the 4th or 5th of June. So they've been open for about a month. There was a mandate that came out just 2 days ago and actually went into effect, I believe, yesterday, because there is a spike in all of Nevada. And so to curb that, the governor has now closed down any bar that doesn't serve food. So that doesn't mean all the bars are closed. It means just those that don't serve food. So if you were just a tavern or a local bar that didn't actually serve food, you're now closed down. And there, I believe it's a party of six. They're not going to do anything bigger than a party of six. So I had talked to some people that were going for a bachelorette party in August. And if that mandate is still in place, then you basically go in, sit at separate tables of six. You just don't go in with your 14 girlfriends and all get to eat together. But I, at this point in time, that's really the only thing that they've done differently since they reopened at the very beginning of June. There are all kinds of restrictions in the casinos itself with regard to spacing and plexiglass and what you can touch and all of those kinds of things. Many of the shows are not operating at all, but it's slowly, slowly opening. So keep an eye on it because things may change again. But that's the latest and the greatest as of Friday.
Okay. Also, too, we wanted to mention Joe and I had a wonderful time on the Battlefield trip last year over in France.
Is that because those memories are popping up, Kathy?
Oh, yeah. Joe put something out on Facebook.
I know.
Yesterday.
I know. At this time last year, we were doing the Battlefields trip with John Bromage. Mm. And so those memories are popping up on our Facebook pages.
Yes, yes. We also have one booked for October this year with Insight, but I don't know if it's going to happen or not. So
you know what? We just have to be the roll with the punches kind of people now, right?
Exactly. And we're waiting. We're not going to cancel because we do have trip insurance. So we will wait it out and see what happens and go from there.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much. Yes. And if you do get back from Vegas and you want to give us a little shout out about how it went and what was different, that'd be great. I know you are a lover of Vegas.
Okay.
Thanks, Kathy.
Thanks, Kathy. That's the thing about the Facebook memories, right?
Oh, my gosh.
And folks, keep that in mind, right? So you see that a year later, and it might be just a little twinge because you haven't been able to go anywhere. But what did that memory produce? That's why people travel. You've been saying that for years, Rose, and I think probably one of my biggest regrets is probably not getting out and going to more places, you know. But again, you get busy raising kids, and then you're putting them through college and things like that. So if you can find a way to do it, it's gold. It's gold in your memories.
Absolutely.
Right? In fact, by the way, you know what we're supposed to be doing this week?
Yeah.
Rose and I were supposed to be going and a big group to Norway, and that was
right.
That was next week.
Well, and
right?
What we should tell the listeners is that the Battlefields trip that was supposed to be happening this September with Colleen just got moved to 2021. The trip with Danny and Rose to Norway just got moved to 2021. So
we're going.
If you need something to be thinking about and dreaming about, and man, many of us do, get that on the books. It's easy enough to do. 866-GO-FOX-GO, and we can hook you up.
We'll be back. Join us, 855-616-1620. Accurate Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
944 at WTMJ, 80 degrees. How about that? 85 for the high today. Partly cloudy, a few thundershowers late. Rose, you're no meteorologist, but looking at the radar, what would you think? I think it's going to skid by us.
I hope it does. Are you digging this weather, Danny?
I'm fine with it.
Oh, yeah, me too, man.
Well, I've been too hot and I've been too cold. I'd rather be too hot.
I'm with you.
I'm with you. All right. Question via the text line. And if you got one for Rose, give us a call at 855-616-1620. Accurate Mortgage Talk and Text Line. I'm no travel professional, but I think I know the answer.
Okay.
We are looking for Hawaii next June. Cruise from California or fly to Hawaii and cruise the islands. Three couples, four adult kids, two middle school kids.
And the caveat to that entire question
is
the last two yeah. words.
Kids, yeah. School kids, middle yeah. school kids. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fly.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a couple ways you can do this. A number of big cruise companies that we deal with will put you on a ship in LA or San Francisco and sail out. You are at sea 2 days when you do that. Okay. So keep that in mind. The other thing is almost every one of those itineraries have to touch an international port. Remember back when all this started happening where we couldn't do Alaska because Canada said that we couldn't have ships coming into their ports and we were trying to figure out a way around that and all of that. It's the Jones Act, and what it says is if you are a ship that is not registered in the U.S., you must touch a foreign port if you embark from the U.S. So these ships usually have a stop at either Fanning Island.
Where's that?
Or, yeah, look on a map. You'll be tickled to death to see that. Or they can do something off the coast of Mexico or Ensenada or something like that so that they do touch a foreign port. If you do it the other way, where you actually fly into Honolulu, it is the best way to see all four islands in a very expeditious way. Add two nights onto the beginning of that. I encourage you. Sail in, get your body acclimated to the time change, go see Pearl Harbor, because that's not included on this particular itinerary with Norwegian Cruise Lines. You're going to start in Honolulu, you're going to end in Honolulu, but you have to add that Pearl Harbor. So do that prior to getting on the ship. Then the ship is going to take you to four main islands, which is Oahu, which is where you start, Maui, Kauai, and the Big Island. And then on the Big Island, you do both Hilo and Kona. They've structured this itinerary in such a way that many times you're overnighting in a port. So unlike many of you who are big ship cruisers and know that sometimes you get to a port at 9 a.m. and you have to be back on the ship by 4 p.m. to sail out, they're overnighting you in some of these ports. So you have the whole entire day on a particular island in Hawaii. And then voila, you get back off the ship and you fly back home. A nice 9-day itinerary. Middle schoolers will be, with their attention span, will be perfect, because it's a very fast-moving itinerary, and you get to see all the highlights that one would expect to see when you go to Hawaii.
Very good. And I looked up Fanning Island.
Yeah.
It's really an atoll.
Right. An atoll, yes. It's a little cluster of islands.
Folks, I said atoll.
Yes. He knows all the big words.
Yes, yes.
And you have to touch a foreign port. So Ensenada would be another one that you could do. But yeah, so you have to have a passport and you have to do that. The reason you don't have to do that with NCL when you do this Hawaiian itinerary that originates in Honolulu is because that is one of the few ships, big ship cruises, by NCL that is not registered outside of the United States.
Hmm.
That's a registered, it's almost an entirely American crew with a few exceptions. And so it's a little bit different than anything else you've ever experienced, but it's a great way to see Hawaii. Most of the time when people do it, they decide to go back to one of the islands and spend a great deal more time there.
Okay, quick text question from Chris in Franklin. Good morning. Would you plan a trip to Outer Banks this fall or wait till next year?
I would probably wait till next year. Now, when you talk about Outer Banks, think about where you're going right now. And right now, that's a Corona or COVID-19 hotspot area.
Is that North Carolina?
Yeah. So we're getting spikes there again. So I would be very skeptical about what your experience would be like. I'm not saying that you're not going to be able to go. What I'm saying is your experience may be compromised simply because things are not going to be open.
Good stuff. We'll be back. Got a question coming in. Another Hawaii question. Good thinking. Accurate Mortgage Talk and Text Line 855-616-1620. Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray at WTMJ.
Start your relaxing vacation with some relaxing planning. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Hey, because I forgot, and I don't want to forget, there's a couple of Alaska virtual travel shows coming up. 14th is Tuesday.
Tuesday.
There's one on Tuesday, and then there's one on Thursday. So,
yeah, this is a big deal. So we are opening up our group departures to non-displaced Alaska travelers. So if you are interested in learning more about all of our group departures for 2021, space is going very rapidly in general.
I would think.
Because Hawaii and Alaska are going to be giant next year.
Mm-hmm.
It's domestic and people are feeling comfortable about it. So they're at 6:00. They're virtual. You just sign up on our website, foxworldtravel.com. Go to the resources tab, travel shows and events. Alaska Virtual Travel Show, July 14th or July 16th.
Nice. Start at foxworldtravel.com. We were talking about Hawaii. Jim had a question. Hey, Jim.
Good morning, folks. How are you?
Good.
That Hawaiian cruise really interested me, especially with the overnighting in ports.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, how do I find out the ballpark cost for two adults from Milwaukee?
Well, so what you want to do is just give any one of our agents a call. It's 866-GO-FOX-GO. I know that we're a little skeleton on the weekend, so if you wanted to wait until Monday so that you can start working with somebody throughout the entire week, that's great. Or you can just send a general inquiry to support@foxworldtravel.com.
I wouldn't do that. What is the name of this?
Oh, it's Norwegian Cruise Lines. It's Norwegian Cruise Lines. And they are the only one that start in Hawaii.
All right, but do they have a name for the itinerary that you just talked about?
It's just called Hawaii Round Trip Honolulu. And the ship is the Pride of America.
Okay, are there? Okay, so. All right, Pride of America and Hawaii round trip.
Yep.
Okay.
Great.
Yeah, and thanks, so that'll help you out a lot. There's so many variables. Inside cabin, outside cabin, balcony cabin. How many nights extra do you want to spend in Honolulu? Airfare, all of those kinds of things play into it. But it's just, in my opinion, a great primer or highlights of Hawaii, a great way to experience all four of the major islands and then make a great determination about how you are going to revisit it a second time.
There you go. Okay. Hey, getting back to you're talking about the battlefields trip.
Yeah.
And they're going to be happening again.
Yes.
Are those World War One and World War Two?
It is primarily World War Two, but there is a focus on World War One as well, because you can't go to some of the places that we go to on that itinerary without having some World War One impact on there.
Yeah.
Now, I will tell you this. The guide on that particular trip is John Bromage, a name you have heard on this program before. Certainly, you've heard the name Bromage because we talk about Gigi so much. And her husband, John, has such expertise when it comes to any world event history, but most especially World War One and World War Two, that he can't help but let some of that World War One stuff seep in. If you ever wanted to do a World War One, we have his contact information and we could develop with his help a World War One, exclusively World War One itinerary for any guest that would call us.
Did you see 1917?
I did.
Once they got out of the trenches, it was lovely.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know that the men in my life that went to see it first at the theater weren't that bowled over by it. And it was nominated for a couple movie? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was nominated for a couple of Academy Awards. And so I saw it and I saw why it was nominated. I think I don't know what they were looking for, but they thought it was okay.
I thought it was good. I like that stuff. But right. I mean, it was just the single camera thing. But
yes.
But really, when they took breaks and they were outside, and remember when the one soldier came up and he was looking for his brother, I mean, the countryside of France is gorgeous.
It absolutely is. And that's what makes this battlefields trip so great, is that John has local contacts that come and tell us those kinds of stories. It's unbelievable. Well, you know, if you want to sign up for those, foxworldtravel.com, you go to the groups tab and there are two sections, 2020 journeys that are still scheduled to happen, and then 2021 journeys. And then you can break them out in Europe land tours. You can break them out in river cruises and certainly North America. We have got some amazing North America things happening next year. Great resorts in Canadian Rockies and the Rocky Mountaineer. Are you kidding me? September 2021. I think we'll be good.
And if you want to go somewhere where not everybody, but most of the people are actually appreciative of Americans, that would be France.
Yes.
Because they remember what the United States did during those conflicts. Yeah,
it's again, I had a great time just going through all of my pictures last night when that memory popped up that's what I was doing 1 year ago today. And a few of the guests also commented, too.
So, folks, think about what you're going to be doing 1 year from today.
Yeah, because
right now, 1 year ago, but 1 year from today, because we're going to get back to traveling. Might as well do it with a professional. Start with foxworldtravel.com. Quick reminder, Tuesday and Thursday, Alaska virtual travel shows. You can register, learn more at foxworldtravel.com.
Yeah, 866-GO-FOX-GO. We're there for you.
Cool. Thank you, Rose.
Thanks.
See ya.
The preceding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.